welcome to Why Are People Listening to This, our weekly podcast where we delve into the hits of the day. My name is Jake Hanlon, and the Megan to my stallion, Justin Gray.
I want to be the stallion.
You know, we'll switch it around.
All right.
As we always say, gender is fluid.
That's right.
Yeah.
So this week was, sweetest...
The sweetest pie. That's not a euphemism for something.
This is, I've never seen more in your face euphemism and metaphor and symbolism in my life. For like the lyrics. But yes. Then I was telling Jake, for those of you unfamiliar with the video, because Jake has not seen it.
I've not watched the music video.
Yeah, and I flipped it on just now so I could have a listen, and my daughter walked in, and it was like I was caught, because it's very graphic, and she's like, what are you watching? I'm like, it's for the podcast. It's totally legit. Don't worry. Like, but it was evocative, let's say.
Yeah.
And the metaphor was splashed all over it.
Titillating.
There's no getting around what they're talking about.
No, which is like such a fascinating subject to me because, you know, I mean, in the era that we grew up in, you know, there's plenty of songs about sexuality and sex and things like that, but it was always veiled in like double entendre. Yeah.
Do you remember? Because when I was a youth, Warrant's song, She's My Cherry Pie.
Yes. Of course.
Came out. And the video was like this girl dancing around and there's like a slice of cherry pie fell on her lap or whatever.
Yep.
And it was like, I just remember that being so dirty, like the kind of thing where your parents weren't even, like you weren't allowed to watch it.
I didn't even get it.
You didn't understand the references. Nope. Oh, you're a little bit younger
than you.
Just enough. Yeah. Where I did. And it was very, like I have very strong emotional reaction to what I saw.
Yep.
And it was, I watched the video just now after watching this because I'm like, how dirty was it? It was so innocent. If you look at that video, it's just these...
Compared to, like, current era, like...
Yeah.
Hyper-sexualized, like video content.
I feel like Yo-Yo Ma makes more, like, dirtier videos these days. Like, there was nothing happening in it. Whereas this, you're just like I said, I'm like, it's like I'm looking at porn. It was...
Well, that's part of the conversation, right? Because, I mean, it's... music has always been sexual, right?
Sure.
I mean, like... It just depends on what is acceptable or pushing the boundaries of sexuality at the given era.
Time. Like Madonna was a big deal, and now it's just really like every day.
Elvis, they wouldn't film him below the waist.
Because of the hips.
Because it's shaking his hips. Mm-hmm. Come on now. So
it's true.
You know, I teach, for the listeners who maybe know already, but I teach a course on history of popular music, and I make the comparison between, I show them Elvis Presley performing... where they were starting to film him full body on variety of, you know, the stage show or Sullivan or wherever, and with the grinding of the hips, and it is very provocative, like for sure. But it's like by today's mean of standard, it's like there's nothing there that you wouldn't see on Sesame Street. Yeah. Meanwhile, if you just oppose that, and I always use the comparison of Nicki Minaj's Anaconda video, like one is obviously far more. Erotic or graphic, should we say, than the other one, right? But in 1963 or something like that, when people are like, I want to hold your hand is a provocative song.
I know, right? That's so funny.
Like, and now it's like...
Now it's this, just like 100,000 vagina references.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what it, you know, it's like...
I mean, I'm not puritanical. It's great.
Oh,
I have no problems with it.
No,
I'm just,
at all. But it's
in the interesting context. Yeah.
It's interesting in the context of the history of the presentation of popular music and how every now and then somebody is going to take that big step forward and say, like, hey, let's just straight up talk about sex. Like, and like without any, like, instead of like, let's talk about sex, baby, let's talk about you and me, let's talk about all the good things, the bad things, you know, and all that.
That can be.
Yeah, exactly, right? Which was a seminal song of that period of time, particularly in like sort of the coming of age of mainstream hip hop music, and how that song was like an anthem during the HIV kind of panic of the 80s, especially the African American community, but through hip hop. And but this one is I have not watched the music video.
Okay,
right. So I've only listened to the song a few times, And if we talk about just the song in and of itself,
let's talk about the actual song part of the song,
and then we'll see what else we get into.
Yeah, because you obviously get quite distracted by the lyrics and the visuals. Well, but like, what is the song?
Provocative, yeah, right. Well, I mean, I don't know if it is it doesn't sound like a sample, but it's like the chord progression is based off of Bill Withers' song, a famous. That's just
yeah, because he's got like a Wurlitzer thing happening or whatever.
Yeah, just the two of us. We can make it if we try. It's the same chords, I'm pretty sure. Oh. Like it, at least it's in the same key and kind of does the same 2-5 chord progression that happens sort of through it. But it has that sort of like 60s soul vibe chord progression.
Yeah,
and then Motownish chord progression. Then it's got a disco beat to it that just to me doesn't fit terribly well, but it is a club song. Like it is an anthemic sort of like get all the girls on the dance floor and be proud about their sexuality and and all that stuff, which I'm all for, not from like a visceral perspective, but like hooray for sexuality. Like, you know, it's something that we all have. It's one of the things that unifies everybody, whatever it is. But it's the song doesn't really do much.
You're right that it's, you know, if you think of it as something meant to dance to, it explains why it's so basic. You have one chord progression, a dance beat. It's got the verse, the chorus, which is repeated over and over and over and over again so many times. Which is what you expect in something that's anthemic-y dancing.
And super poppy, poppy.
And then it's got some hip-hop lyrics
then happening. There's some rapping, and that's whatever.
And that's always... And then there you go. So it's really quite simple. And like, I looked at the number of songwriters, and there's like 100,000 people.
It's weird,
and I'm always
right?
like, what are they... It's, what was that guy's contribution?
Yeah.
What is he doing?
I don't know if... Megan Thee Stallion writes her own rhymes, or she has ghostwriters, or
I thought she was a good freestyler. Wasn't that her whole thing?
I have no idea. I really don't really know that much about her. I kind of got like I don't know. It just hasn't really been on my radar.
Okay, her, but she's very highly decorated as far as
she's been very 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 successful.
Yeah.
You know, and like a lot like her and Cardi B kind of get like dropped in the same sort of sentence as like contemporary modern, like post Nicki Minaj, even though Nicki is obviously still doing stuff because we just did one of her songs a couple weeks ago, as like, you know, like torchbearers of popular music and hip-hop, and they feed it on a lot of things and I did a little bit of research about this song, mostly because I was looking to see if they had admitted to sampling Bill Withers or anything like that, or if they had taken a sample and then just futzed with the EQ of it to make it sound not so 70s lush. It's more high end on the whirly, and it just kind of feels.
Yeah, was it? It sounded to me like it was fresh.
It's not a sample.
Yeah. Okay.
No, but it's a MIDI. It's MIDI for sure.
It's just a guy with like
the drums are. I know. Terrible sounding drum.
That's the sound.
That's whatever it is, right? Because audiophiles are not listening to this music. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
But apparently they did this song like 7 or 8 or 9 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like this was recorded a long time ago, and they were just waiting to put it out at some point.
Why now?
I don't know if this is part of a Dua Lipa project or if this is part of a Megan Thee Stallion project. Because I know that Dua Lipa's album, Future Nostalgic, which is the big album that she's had, was put out right before COVID-19 pandemic started, and her tours were canceled.
That sucks.
Right? Repeatedly. So now that she's back to touring, like she's either on it or on a break from her big world tour in support of that album, right? That maybe some of those songs are not so fresh for her and she needed something else. Or maybe it's a Megan Thee Stallion project and she wanted some clout by feeding Dua Lipa, who's pretty much just singing the chorus on this.
Yeah, you know? That's right.
And then there's like a little sort of coda that happens at the end before the lazy board fade.
There was a board fade. I was listening to it and I told my wife, I'm like, there's a board fade.
Yeah, I classify all board fades as lady.
I understand. Board fades, but like, and we talked about this before, like it's so rare, but again, I think this is the second time.
Yeah, because the song is so cyclical, right? But how does it just end? Like, it just keeps, yeah, because there's no, there's just two parts of the song. Mm-hmm. There's the Dua Lipa part, and then there's the Megan part.
Yeah.
The Dua Lipa sings the hook, and Megan Thee Stallion does 16 bars.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then back and forth and back and forth. And with a few little kind of ad-libby things, it's pretty, pretty formulaically, yeah, just like
cut and pasted.
Bop, 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 bop. So this, this one I selected for the podcast, not because of Billboard. Okay. This is the first one that we did that was not selected because of Billboard.
Oh.
So this was the number one trending song on YouTube.
On YouTube, which then explains this video.
The video, but YouTube Music, I will say, not YouTube itself. So sorry about that.
All right.
YouTube Music, because really nothing has changed
in Billboard world.
And, you know, I think that what we've learned over 13 or 14 episodes of the podcast is that really Billboard doesn't actually represent the music that's popular today.
Yeah,
it's interesting. It's social media is really what's driving it. So as somebody who's terrified of TikTok, I'm not checking out what is on TikTok
yet. But you can look at YouTube. YouTube is still the number one.
I do use YouTube in my personal life.
Yeah.
So I was curious. Like I went to Billboard, and number one on the day that I looked, which was Friday, or it might have been Saturday, was Heat Waves.
Okay.
They're at number one.
Glass
and of course, we did that song a billion years ago.
Yeah.
And, and then it was... like the Encanto song, Bruno, and then there was, you know, the Justin Bieber's with Kid Laroi song and Adele and blah, blah, blah. And then the one song I absolutely refuse to do because it just makes me feel like my IQ drops when I listen to it. And then, so I said, well, let's change it up and see what's maybe on YouTube Music.
Yeah.
Or, and then I was like, if that was the same, I'll check Spotify playlists.
Sure.
You know, so I'm like, I'm...
diversifying.
I'm trying to diversify my portfolio. And Chappelle reference, but I was, when it came up Dua Lipa, I was like, oh, this is going to be poppy, but it could be arty.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And boy, was it not. Now,
no, it's in the category of like Super Gremlins or some of those Lil Nas X stuff, like it's just this really simple, basic,
very simple
beat,
song.
Repeated, blah, blah, blah.
But I can see why it would be popular because of today's climate of positivity towards feminine issues or female issues, like celebrating female sexuality.
Yeah, and these are two megastars.
Yeah.
And they're together on celebrating this
thing. And they've all, throughout, from what I can tell from all their careers, have been like very like sex-charged acts, like... And I don't mean that in a pejorative way. Like,
right. Well, I just on my quick Wikipedia research, that like Megan Thee Stallion, that is her whole thing. Like almost
absolutely. Yeah.
Her,
yeah.
But I don't know about Dua Lipa very much, other than like I've seen her on talk shows in outfits, but that could just be fashion, like Lady Gaga style.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know what her deal is at all.
But I checked out some of her like the content of some of her songs in the past, and there's always sort of like a relationship or a sexual issue.
Okay, okay. So it's like, not uncharted. Always,
but it's not. Yeah, it's this is not. We're not breaking through new ground here.
It's not
this,
a new.
But this is, I think, far more like in your face about it, like because it's very like.
Well, it's very explicit. Yeah.
Yeah. The face is requested. It's like, you know, it's interesting to me, and I think that now what I like is that this is acceptable now. Like,
it's not shocking. I think what's interesting, just looking at the reviews on it, the thing that bothered and shocked people was the references to them being witches who get burned at the stake.
Right.
Like, nobody's upset about the sexual nature of anything there.
Uh-huh.
They're like, oh, well, there's some potential like
you're talking about the music video.
The video, right?
Okay, so I have no reference for
that. Yeah, it's subtle and not interesting. But like these days, it's like Lil Nas X. Like you can have him like, you know, thrusting naked and whatever.
Oh, yeah,
and like,
yeah.
That might raise some eyebrows. But if there's like a god or a devil reference in there, people are up in arms.
So yes, I feel that's like, very true, right? He took a lot of heat for that.
Yeah. So now if you want to push the envelope, like there's hardly anything you can do that's sexually explicit that people care about. You got to go to somewhere else, you know?
Well, yeah. Yeah. That really is true. Well, you know, young people today are desensitized to a lot of like graphic sexuality,
yeah,
because of the internet and the mm-hmm. the plethora of pornography that's on the internet.
Yeah.
That this is like, it's what we were saying. It's like, this is like pornographic almost, like in terms of like, if I was me 20 years ago,
25, 30 years ago,
whoa, like this is,
oh, there'd be, if this was the video on MTV and not Warren's Cherry Pie, right? Yeah. My parents would have been like, you got to turn that off.
Yeah, you can't watch that.
That's
yeah.
R-rated, right?
Yeah, you're not allowed to watch that. Yeah.
Like, whereas Cherry Pie was just on the cusp because there was the world's lamest sort of metaphor with a cherry pie falling on her lap, and that was about as explicit as it got.
Yeah. But, you know, back in those days, you know, MTV and all that kind of, these were companies were incredibly, throughout the history of popular music in America at least, very conservative companies, like from like a political standpoint. So probably getting that cherry pie to drop in her lap
was at the time.
Was like probably got cut on the editing floor.
Well, you're right.
Like on first drafts, right? There was probably way more things that were shot for that video that they thought was just like, this isn't like provocative or titillating. But they were like, no, we can't do any of that.
Yeah. Whereas now you can, anything you want. Like you're only trying to get through the YouTube filters or whatever, right?
Right. Because none of that, because you don't need a label anymore. No. You don't need any of that kind of stuff. So now, even though mega stars who are signed to labels like Dua Lipa, you know, who are sort of like, she's like today's Madonna as to what we were growing up with, which was like a musical act that had a huge following, that was like an icon of fashion and feminine sexuality and all these sorts of things. Like, she could probably just do a music video to put it on YouTube where they just blur out her feminine bits and just have her like, and nobody would be like, well, I'm sure some people would be offended by that, but most people would just be like, oh
yeah, that's fine. It's like Lil Nas X did that, right? Like, he's dancing.
Exactly.
They're just like, yeah, fine.
Whatever. And isn't it interesting that even though he's gay, that he was able to do that? We've not seen a woman do that.
That's interesting. That's true.
Because he's a man.
That's bizarre, but true. Yeah.
But maybe there's been similar music videos that, I mean, let's just be honest, I've not watched MTV in about 20 years.
Does it even exist?
Yeah, I don't think they do any music on it.
Like, I don't have a decade since I owned cable television. Like, I just watch through the internet, everything.
Yeah,
like,
I watch everything online too.
So I don't even know if MTV exists in the sense, like, it's a channel you turn to.
It is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just lost.
I don't know. But I think it's just mostly just entertainment television now. It's
like reality show stuff.
Yeah.
Man, those were the days.
Yeah.
Remember the real world? Were you there for the real world? Well,
would be like, here's 2 hours of uninterrupted music.
Yeah. Is that a thing? Probably not.
No.
I don't
know. Oh, no. They might do a countdown now. I don't know.
Yeah.
See, I grew up here in Canada where we had Much Music, which was the Canadian, more polite version of MTV.
It was called Much Music?
Much Music, yeah.
Sounds cute.
Yeah, sounds like stupid, actually. And we had all the same thing, right? So all the same acts would come through.
Yeah.
You know, because Much Music was centered in Toronto on Queen Street. I've walked past it many times. And and you would have, you know, Cobain came through and Nirvana came through and all this kind of, when they were on tour. And if you're on tour and you're going to Canada, you're going to Toronto. Otherwise, you're not a big deal.
Otherwise, you're lost and confused.
Yeah, it was just, well,
why am I in Saskatchewan? What's happening?
Yeah. I could believe that, though.
Yeah.
It's the one province, one of the few provinces I've not ever been to.
All right.
And I have no intention of going.
Wow. Throwing shade on Saskatchewan here on the podcast.
Really. I mean, it's fine. If they want to book me for a gig or a lecture, I'll be there.
All right.
Otherwise, it's just flat.
You've been called out, Saskatchewan. Book Jake. Yeah. He'll come. Otherwise, forget it.
Give me a call. Why are people listening to this at gmail.com?
Yep. Let's get Jake to Saskatchewan.
Yeah, I want to get to Regina. When we're talking about shows, a show that references the vagina. In this
we're
song,
talk about,
constantly.
There you go. Poor Regina.
Yeah, I appreciated some things in the song. I laughed out loud at the Cesar Millan bar.
I saw. Yeah, I like that one.
I was just like, who the hell like shouts out Cesar Millan in a rap song?
Yeah,
I was like, that's confusing.
I liked it.
I thought I laughed. I enjoyed it. Like, it was just like, ah. I love Caesar.
It's funny.
It's actually quite a clever bar.
Yeah, not bad. No, she obviously knows what she's doing.
Yeah,
that's why she's mega famous with like 3 Grammys and 5 billion other things.
Yeah, and
but I approve. I mean, that's the one you're looking for. My personal approval. I approve of you, Megan.
Yeah.
So
we approve of your Cesar Millan bar.
Yeah.
If you were worried that we would not, or you were thinking that somebody was not going to miss the triple entendre that is, but it's really good. We picked it up.
So. Okay, so the song is basic. We understand why it's famous. It's uninspiring in terms of the musicality, I suppose. But
I think that I can understand that if you're looking to turn up and you're at the club and this came on.
Yeah.
And you had a couple of adult beverages in you.
You'd dance it.
You'd be probably on the
floor. I can't remember how the chorus goes. Can you?
Yes.
Oh. It's one of those ones, for some reason, it's not sticky enough.
Yeah.
Every time I think
because maybe it goes by so fast.
Maybe. Like, I have the levitating in my head the whole time. Yeah. Every time I think of Dua Lipa, that comes into my head.
Sure, because that's still on the charts.
Yeah, and it's real, real, real catchy.
Yeah, that's a great song.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Dua Lipa because she has a pleasant voice, mm-hmm. and she uses it really well, and she doesn't oversing.
She does not. She doesn't do a ton in this either. Like,
it's no, just sort of not really. Melody. She just sings the melody, and melody works well, and she's got that levitating song that's the most, I think, streamed song of 2021.
Awesome.
Or 2020, and then she's still in the top of the top 10 on Billboard with that mashup of all the Elton John songs.
Okay.
I don't know if you've heard that or not. That's a TikTok thing,
okay.
For sure.
Of course.
For real, yeah. Yeah. And it's just kind of like I guess a mashup is maybe the best way to kind of describe it.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever listened to it or not.
I have not.
It's not something that I'm gonna be.
I'll have a look.
It's not going on any playlists. But
I don't even have playlists.
No.
I don't know how. There's too much. It's interesting.
There is too much to listen to.
You're talking about YouTube before, and it's interesting to look at the YouTube chart, because I'm just thinking, like, if I have to show someone a song, or I'm like, hey, have you heard the new song? The number one place I look is YouTube. Or if I just Google it, it comes up on YouTube. So YouTube is, and I understand that it is the number one way people find and hear music, but it's true.
Well, yeah.
In my own life.
Yeah. Well, it's just the cleverness of the Google brand, because they own YouTube,
I know,
so it's just all part of their algorithm.
Ugh, Jake, we're controlled by these entities. Mm-hmm. Let's go down a conspiracy theory hole. Chemtrails made this song popular. No, let's not do that. But it's true. YouTube. I think it's interesting to go forward looking at YouTube to see what's number one.
We're going to switch that up a little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
For sure. And what I like about YouTube too is that you get into that's too many twos.
YouTube.
That's a Jay-Z song. Is that you get more independent artists that way. Like, mm-hmm. a lot of what I listen to recently has been people who are not signed to labels in like the hip hop sort of world that like somebody like a Dax who does like political music, mm-hmm. like,
yeah,
it's very interesting to kind of see how good some of these young
randos
MCs
on
are.
YouTube,
yeah, because like they're not on Billboard.
Yeah, they're not going to be on Billboard.
They're not going to be on Spotify or any of that stuff. Like,
they're on TikTok and they're on YouTube.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Great. All right. So then let's just play the song.
Yeah.
I'll play the song, and then I will play Warrant's Cherry Pie, because I think you need to compare. Because
we need to shout out to Warrant.
Warrant.
They need some spins.
I just feel like you got to understand that these two songs occupy the same headspace in terms of the provocativeness of
sure.
the time.
No, that's your.
And they couldn't be further apart in terms of like who's making them and why.
Yeah,
because this is all about exploitation of women and just talking about banging warrants. You know what I mean? Like, it's not great, but at the time, both were equally as provocative because they're talking about
lady parts and sex. Yeah.
So here we go, everybody. Let's
we'll
run
have to
the
turn
spectrum.
The explicit one on this one.
Oh, yeah. Do we? No, they don't. They don't. They don't. They had the like. I'm swinging in the kitchen. They say I'm swinging. They don't use any bad words.
Okay.
So, I'm sorry to do this to you, everyone. But here you go. We have Megan Thee Stallion and Dua Lipa. Feet Dua Lipa? I don't know.
I don't
Maybe
know
they're
which
partners.
One is which.
I think they're partners.
Give them equal billing.
Equal billing. with their song Sweetest Pie, followed by Cherry Pie from Warrant. Enjoy.
Cheese my cherry pie.
It's like Carmen version.
Yeah.
All right. Enjoy.
Cherry pie.
You've never been to heaven, have you? Ooh, it's the ride of your life. Hold on, cause baby, I might just give you a bite of your sweetest pie. Ooh, baby, we can go fast. I'll drive and you just lay back. I got the flavor, the last.
Shit, but I'm cold every season. No, he got that pipe, let him bust it till it's leak. Yeah. Booty like a pillow, he could use it while he's sleeping. Look, don't be going through my phone, cause that's the old me. Ain't the only one trying to be my one and only. Real thick, moving slow, that body like codeine. He a player, but for making it, cutting the whole team. That body, looking nice. I got cake and I know he wanna slice. I wish a nigga would try to put me on ice. I ain't never had to chase dick in my life. I want that nasty, that freaky stuff. Live under my bed and keep hate up. That handsome girl to let him eat me up.
It's the ride of your life. Hold on, cause baby, I might just give you a bite of the sweetest pie. Ooh, baby, we can go fast. I'll drive and you just lay back. I got the flavor, the last. Yeah, the sweetest pie. I might take you home with us. I might give you all of it. Come get your toes of the sweetest pie. Ooh, it's the ride of your life. Hold on, cause baby, I might just give you a bite of the sweetest pie. You got me hung up from across the room. I'm so high that I'm on another altitude. And on my cloud, I got some space for you. Got a taste for you.
Won't bounce to the out, pick it up, put it down. Wanna put his nutty buddy in my fudge round. I'm tight than a bitch, he ain't had it like this. Toes curling like they throwing gang signs on crib. One thing about me, I ain't taking no shit. He will, I know it's pissing off his old bitch. Caesar, Milan, I got his ass trained. Try to let a dog know who really running things.
You've never been to heaven, have you? Ooh, it's the ride of your life. Hold on, cause baby, I might just give you a bite.
Why Are People Listening to This is brought to you by the Black Box Collective and Outside the Lines Press. It's produced by me, Jake Hanlon, and my friend Justin Gregg.
If you enjoyed the show, please give us a rating and maybe a review on the Apple Podcast Store. This is the number one thing you can do to help out the show, strangely enough, and it's simple and it's easy and you can do it right now.
my daughter no more. She-